Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right. Here we go. You guys ready? Yeah, you ready? You ready? Of course you're not ready. You're not here. How can you be ready? I'm ready.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I mean, you're just going to replace me.
Shut up!
Randy Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome!
What is up? Another fantastic Tuesday evening for you, for me, for everybody. My name is Greg DeMarco, and this is the Greg DeMarco Show.
Acknowledge me.
Normally, I would introduce you to Patrick O'Dowd. I would introduce you to Miranda Morales. I would introduce you to a guest host of some kind. But you ever one of those situations where you're at training? Maybe it's a sports training, beginning of the season practice. Maybe you've been in the military. I don't know. But they tell you, you sit down, you're in a big group, and they say, look to your left. Now look to your right. I'm doing this. You can't see it, but I'm doing this. Two of the three of you won't be here by the end of this. Kind of feel like that's today for me. Now, this is a temporary thing. This is this week. Miranda Morales was a known departure since last week due to her work schedule. Patrick O'Dowd had a family emergency come up, tease and peas on that end of things, and had a couple things in the works for a potential fill-in, have something fun that we're going to do for the hashtag Miranda Show. But for the Greg DeMarco Show, why don't you just get me? And that's really, really rare, right? It's rare as this clown just sits here and talks about wrestling with you.
This is my yard now.
That's what we're going to do. It's going to be fun. I've got some things I want to talk about, and that's why I still did this, because they're important things to talk about. And then, of course, something happened in the world today, and I definitely want to talk about that in a way that hopefully can be beneficial to you, the listener, not be overkill, not be anything like that. And if it is or if it isn't, let me know, right? Let me know on social media at ChairShotGreg. That's the way to find me, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also find the shows, all the shows here at the ChairShot Radio Network at ChairShot Media. That is the official handle for
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Lots of articles, analysis, reviews, opinions, so much more. Not just on wrestling. It's sports, it's entertainment, it's sports entertainment. It is thechairshot.com. Of course, if you're listening to this, it could be on any one of your favorite podcast streaming platforms like iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play, and so many more. Whichever one you're on, go ahead and like the show, subscribe, leave us that five-star review, tell a friend about the shows. We appreciate you being a part of this each and every week with us here on the Chairshot Radio Network. Just follow along and share and all of that. We really do appreciate everything that you do. We are going to do some things a little bit differently. I've got some fun stuff planned, and I want to be that distraction. And I was going to open things up today by kind of putting the bow on the Sasha Banks and Naomi topic, because I did some thinking about it. You know, last week it wasn't knee-jerk, but it was definitely in the moment. And this week I want to share a different perspective for you, because a whole different topic came up unrelated to Naomi and Sasha Banks, but it really brought me back to that topic from the world of pro wrestling, from my vantage point, my lens, which is a very unique one in terms of the majority of you who are listening as I put these shows on. And that offers a perspective that not everybody has. And I want to talk about that. I talked about it a little bit last week, but something really popped into my head, a conversation that I had. I think it was on social media. I don't remember. But it's kind of an epiphany that I had about what you look for in wrestling and what you look for in wrestlers and how we can best make that happen. So I'm going to talk about that. But before I do, it's tough for me to just dive in, right, and talk about something as trivial as the world of professional wrestling when the world around professional wrestling, the world that professional wrestling is a part of, continues to experience the things that we experience. Today is Tuesday, May the 24th when I record this, and the world, the United States of America, has had another gun tragedy, and we had a shooting at a Texas elementary school that 16 reportedly were dead. I know 14 children, one teacher. Don't know a whole ton of details. Unfortunately, my work day, absolutely insane, so I have minimal details, but I know enough, and I know enough to know that seeing this once is one time too many, but seeing this over and over again is far too many times too many. And maybe it's because I have a son and a daughter, a 16-year-old and a 13-year-old. My daughter just graduated middle school, and there's a joke in there about middle school graduation that I will save for another time because of the topic that we're talking about. And I look at them, and they're experiencing things, right? They go through changes. My son's working on getting a job. He plays sports at a higher level. My daughter's been dancing for years and is at the highest possible dance company or dance studio. All of these different things, right? But I look at them, and as they're preparing for life and life after us, right? Life after living in our house, they're still just kids. And they're in high school. These kids are in elementary school. And they're just kids. They just got up this morning and they went to school preparing to see each other. I don't know if it was the last day of school or not, but it was coming if it wasn't the last day of school because of what time of year we're in. And they were getting ready for the end of the school year to hug people, to say goodbye, to go off. Some of them say goodbye forever because somebody might move or go a different part of town or switch schools. But they were going to go home. They were going to get ready for summer. There were going to be vacations. There were going to be who knows what, right? It's kids. It's summer. It's exciting. It's fun. Instead, they never get to go home. They go home in an ambulance. They go home in a body bag. And that's just not right. I know tragedy happens. I know innocent people suffer, and it's by and large, it can't be 100% avoided. I get that. But we're doing something wrong because it just happens too much. And, you know, gun reform, gun control is a very divisive topic in this country specifically. We have this thing called the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, that was written hundreds of years ago. And I believe the spirit is still valid. But again, the argument comes up and people were like, you know, my right to bear arms isn't why people die in schools and whatever. And you're right. You're 100% right. And the people who are doing things legally and doing things right, they're not the problem typically. Sometimes they are. But I saw a statistic today that I assume is real based on the person who shared it. Brandon Thurston, who we've criticized before, because he does slant things towards a certain way in the world of pro wrestling. But this isn't a pro wrestling topic. This is a world topic. And I have a hard time believing he was any type of slant on purpose in this topic. The amount of guns in the U.S. is absurd. We have 1.2 guns per person in this country. We have more guns than people in the United States of America. That, to me, is a problem. Why do we need more guns than we need people? All right, and that's not even bullets, dude. That's just guns. The next closest country is 0.58 per person. We have twice as many guns as the next closest country. That just drives me insane. I'm okay with citizens carrying guns. I'm okay with concealed carry. I'm okay with open carry. You know, the law is written. There's background checks. All that stuff is required. But something has to change to where the wrong people can't continue to get them. And I don't know the answer, and I hate being that guy. I hate being the guy who doesn't know the answer, because I hate when people complain about stuff and they just say, do better, right? And they don't have a response. And usually it's like WWE, do better. And I'm like, okay, what do you suggest? It's not my job to suggest. It's also not your job to tell them to do better. But this isn't a wrestling topic. This is the world. These were kids. Kids who had a whole life ahead of them when they woke up this morning and now don't. And that's wrong. That's really, 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 really wrong and fucked up and everything you could possibly think about it. It's just wrong. And we have to do something. I just don't know what it is. And that makes me feel hopeless that I don't know the answer, because I wish I did. And as I get ready to talk to you about Sasha Banks and Naomi, I'm not going to sit here and talk for hours about this topic because I don't know the answers. I'm not a politically motivated person. I absolutely hate politics. And this does get into the world of politics. And so I can't do that. So what I want to do is just acknowledge it. You know, acknowledge me being a buzzword in pro wrestling, and rightfully so. Acknowledge what's happened. Acknowledge what's gone on. And make sure that people have an opportunity to do the same for themselves. Adam Pearce, you guys know I have a good relationship with. Every single day on social media, he posts Love Someone Today. And people have been asking him, why are you doing this? It's getting annoying, blah, blah, blah. And then today he was like, people are getting annoyed by me posting Love Someone Today, but obviously it's needed. Love someone today. And I got a massive amount of respect for that human being, always have, even before we met. And after that, even more so. And whenever we talk, it's just a great experience and a great person to see. There's great people all around us, and we should surround ourselves with great people so we can be motivated by that and grow through that. Something's wrong, and we need to come together and figure that out. And people need to put party affiliations aside. People need to put preconceived notions aside and understand that you can be in support of the Second Amendment and gun reform all at the same time. There's ways to do both. And there's ways to do both appropriately. And it's about time people came together and did that, because it's wrong. It needs to be fixed. So if you like it, if you don't like it, you can tweet at me. You can do whatever. I really don't care. I'm not going to entertain long conversations about this topic because I don't have the answers. I don't have the knowledge. I just know how it makes me feel as a father, as a parent, as a friend of people who have children. It's rough. It's rough out there, and it shouldn't be rough to be a child. It's bad enough that some of these kids can't even be protected by their own parents at home, let alone when they're in a school, let alone when they're wherever. You should be able to send your kids to school and not be scared of it. You should be able to go work at a school as a grown-up and not be afraid. Those things should be non-negotiables, and it shouldn't have to be done by force. And that's why this is so sad, and that's why I don't like it, and that's why I'm talking about it. I wish I had more. I wish I had answers. I wish I had a proposal. I wish I had something. I wish I had the people on to do those things. But I'm not even smart enough to lead that conversation, let alone participate in it. So that's where we are. That's where I am, and I want to give that to you. I wasn't going to go to commercial right now, but I think it's appropriate. And then we'll come back and try to talk about the fun things. That's why we're here, right? We're talking about wrestling. Wrestling is a distraction from life, but I think it's okay to distract from life after you acknowledge it and sit in it for a minute, because it is real. We create this whole fake world to allow people to escape. And I, as a promoter, am responsible for creating that fake world to allow people to escape. And we could still do it even if the fake world didn't suck sometimes. but it does. And I am more motivated to create the best fake world possible for people to escape from when shit like this happens. I'd rather not be that way. I would be just fine promoting and creating wrestling events without tragedy in the world to escape from. But it's here, and we have to deal with it, and we can't ignore it. And I don't know the answers, but I'm down for trying to find out and for helping find out. So let's go to commercial. We will come back from commercial and piece this thing together. Have a good conversation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So the Sasha Banks and Naomi conversation, I want to offer just a little bit of perspective and put a bow on that for me until new information comes out, right? We talked about it at length last week. I feel good about the conversation we had, so I don't feel like we need to continue that. But I did want to offer you one perspective because somebody, I think the conversation came up with some comments John Cena made. I don't know. People always ask me what I look for in a wrestler, and I always say the word is trust, right? That word is trust. And what is it that I trust them to do? And that's a very good question. So if you're any good at what you do, you put a show together. There's a format. I don't think you have to have everything perfectly scripted out, but there's a format, there's bullet points, there's a direction that we're going in. There's things that need to be accomplished by each and every match on the card, and they lead to something bigger and better in the future. That's just the way this thing works. It's the way it should work. If it doesn't, you got a problem. But the best trait a wrestler can have when you get past the baseline stuff, when you get past the threshold of in-ring skill, promo ability, the it factor, the charisma, the connection with the fans, all that stuff. What really separates someone long term, I'm talking about years of success, is to take what's on that format, what's on that paper, and make it better. That, to me, is the greatest skill a pro wrestler can have. Now, let me clarify that. It's to take what's on that paper and make it better. It's not to take what's on that paper and completely change it. Completely change the direction we're going in. That's a longer term conversation. That is a conversation for, you know, years down the road. Okay, in 6 months we want to get here. Let's try to get here in 6 months. But tonight we know where we want to get. We shouldn't be changing that tonight. And Sasha Banks and Naomi, two of the best performers in the business, should have looked at what's on paper and said, how can we make this the best it can possibly be? Vince, you know what we want to do with these tag titles. And we want to have the opportunity to talk about it. So we're not going to hand the belts to Johnny Ace and walk out. We're going to do our best at this. And we're going to make what you have on paper even better than you imagined it could be. So you'll trust us to say, hey, with these women's tag titles, we got some ideas. We got some things we want to do long term. The problem is wrestlers come in with an idea for tonight, with an idea for the next event. And if you're worth anything, you got those things figured out already. So, and I've experienced as a promoter, most of the ideas wrestlers have for me, not all of them, most of the ideas wrestlers have for me involve them going over in the end. And nothing would impress me more if a wrestler came and said, hey, I got this idea for this person. And either in the end, they're putting that person over, or the idea doesn't even involve the wrestler who has the idea. Imagine that. they're planning things out for their colleagues to make their colleagues better. And there are some wrestlers who've come to me with ideas. There's one in particular that's got a whole thing mapped out that ends up with him counting the lights in the end. And I like that. I'm impressed by that. I think we need more of that in this business. So that's my final take on Sasha Banks and Naomi. I understand where they're coming from. I understand what they want. I think all of that is fair and valid. I know wrestlers have walked out in the past. I know it's worked out well for them. You cannot compare the past to the present. You just can't. The world of wrestling is very different. I would assume right now their contracts are frozen. So if the 2-month number you're hearing out there, you believe it, guess what? Doesn't matter because it's likely frozen at this point, because now that they're in breach of contract and suspended, that contract's probably frozen and frozen for a good long time. Now, it's been talked about so much on television, they might have turned it into an angle by now. I don't know. We'll see. It wouldn't surprise me if it started off as real and became an angle, but it didn't have to. Again, take what's on paper, make it better. Don't change it. Don't completely redo it. Make it better in the ring. Make it better with your charisma. Make it better with what you can do. That is still humanly possible, okay? Naomi versus Bianca Belair at Hell in a Cell. Sasha Banks versus Ronda Rousey at Hell in a Cell would have both been great matches and great positions for those women to be in. Sasha Banks has wrestled Ronda Rousey. It was at Royal Rumble. It was in a baseball stadium. I was there. It's fantastic. It's a great match. There is no reason why this can't be done on that level long-term in the future. Again, what you do is solely based on how you can make things better. And I think there was just a better way for them to do it. Do I feel it? Do I understand it? All that stuff, yes. But to me, there was a better way that they can do it. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit. This isn't going to be a commercial break, but I will tell you, take your ass on down to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up a Chairshot t-shirt. We've got a lot of great t-shirts, a lot of great designs. You hear them all every single week, right? Miranda does a great job. Chris Platt does a great job. PC Tunney, everybody does a great job. Patrick O'Dowd running down the t-shirts that we have. We also have IZW t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. When you are listening to this on Wednesday, know that today at 1 p.m. Eastern time, a sale kicks in. And that sale runs through Memorial Day, which is next Monday, because that is a Memorial Day sale. 1 p.m. Wednesday through 1 p.m. Monday the 30th. If you use the promo card Memorial22, that's the year, the day, Memorial Day 2022, Memorial22, you will save 20% on your entire order. And any orders above $150 will have free shipping anywhere in the U.S. So again, Memorial22, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. They usually pop it up as well so you can see it. That will save you 20% on your entire order, and you can get free shipping anywhere in the U.S. So take advantage of it, right? prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Take advantage of it. Love it. Enjoy it. Appreciate it. I know you will. And thank you in advance for those who do that, because it does help benefit everything we do here at thechairshot.com. It helps support us, and you get a great t-shirt, right? We're not asking you for something for nothing. We're asking you for something, and you get something in return. I'm going to play for you a promo. I don't know what year this promo happened in, okay? But it's Triple H and CM Punk. And I really love that promo. And some of the responses to it are hilarious because of what people say and do. And that's not what it's about. But I am going to play this promo for you, give you the opportunity to see it, give you the opportunity to hear it, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. And then I got another promo at the end that we're going to have some fun with. Because again, this is fun. This is wrestling. This is an escape, right? We want that to be that. So take a listen to this. Only a minute and a half long. The one that we'll do later is like 4 minutes long. It's a minute and a half long, but very, very pointed and very, very poignant. So take a listen.
For that
change.
Oh,
save me. You want to be the catalyst as long as it benefits you. I am sick to death of listening to you talk to how you're doing all of this for them. Yeah, there are a lot of people out there. Maybe half of them agree with what you're saying. The other half, they don't give a damn. You know what, Punk? Some of these people actually like the WWE. Some of these people dig it. They tune in every week. They love what they see. They come here to have a good time. They like it the way it is. Can it be better? Sure, it can be better. That's right. And that's my job, to make it better. But when you talk about being the catalyst for change, really what you mean is you will only accept change if it means CM Punk is on top. Because unless CM Punk is the guy, the man, that's not enough change for you. That's not really what you want. See, you're no different than anybody else that's ever been in this business, including me. We're a lot alike. We did what we had to do to get on top. The difference is, I looked everybody in the eye and told you, I'm gonna step on you, I'm gonna walk through you to get to the top. You don't have the balls to do it. What you did is you backdoor your way around. You try to do it by being a martyr.
So that promo has been shared around social media recently, and I love it, right? I love what Triple H is saying. Because I think he's right. And again, this is the same deal with Sasha Banks and Naomi too. There's a picture floating around of Sasha Banks and Bayley, both holding the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships as well as the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships, respectively. Had no problem being champs at that point. Had no problem if titles weren't defended all that often at that point. And that's where you got to be reminded of one thing. It's a work. The whole thing is a work. It's scripted. It's on paper. That's why it's so magical. The magic is created. You know, I've talked about it before at our IZW events. People use the word magic, right? We make magic. And that's what Triple H is talking about. And what happens is when wrestlers want to be the person. Unfortunately, and I saw this as well, you're only as valuable as the promoter says you are, right? And maybe it's the booker, maybe it's the writer, maybe it's whoever. But at the end of the day, that's what determines what's good and what's not is what someone's willing to put out there. And I'd like to hope we make the right decisions. I'd like to hope we do the right things, but I can't guarantee it. And I think that some of us are pretty good at changing course when need be and seeing where things are headed, seeing if somebody should be a babyface over a heel or vice versa, seeing if somebody, you know, I remember we had a tag team, Thugnificent and EJ Sparks, and the whole goal of them being together was for Thugnificent, who was a heel, and EJ, who was a babyface, to lean more towards the heel side. That Thugnificent was going to pull EJ Sparks over to that heel side by showing him this is how they're going to win, and eventually EJ would get there. But every time they did those heel things, the fans popped over it, and the fans reacted, and the fans loved it. And I realized the second time they were out there, the first time was in a four-way, second time they were out there as a team, I looked at my partner and all this, and I said, those guys are baby faces. He was like, yeah, I think you're right. And so instead of making them turn heel, we went the other way. The heel now started being a babyface. Didn't change what he was doing. Didn't change how he wrestled. Didn't change anything. Just used him as a babyface and aligned him as a babyface because of how over he was and the things that he was doing. And now he's, you know, been our champion for over a year and a half. So over a year now. Well, not quite a year and a half yet, but we'll be soon enough. You know, come we get past our August show, he'll have been holding that title for almost a year and a half now. So that's, again, you can change.
For
you
that,
can
save me. You want to be the catalyst.
Didn't mean to play that again. My apologies. Click the button, cause it to play. But it's that's how you change. That's how you adjust. That's how you make things good. You make things better. But as a talent, you just got to go out there and do it. And what Triple H is saying about CM Punk, I believe was true. Punk was mad about what? He was mad about, and we talk about the medical stuff and all that, and I get that, and he thought he was justified in it, and I'm not here to talk about that. He didn't want to put The Rock over. He hated that he had to lose to The Rock at the Royal Rumble here in Phoenix in, you know, 2013, before the road to WrestleMania with John Cena and The Rock being on top for the championship. He hated the fact that at WrestleMania 28, his match didn't go on last because of, again, John Cena and The Rock. And he more blamed The Rock than John Cena because John Cena was there doing the full-time thing, but Dwayne, as he always called him, wasn't. Dwayne would just swoop in and get the top spot because he was Dwayne. He was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. CM Punk wanted to be treated like that level of star, but here's the thing. He's not, okay? The Rock is a not even a once-in-a-lifetime talent, a once-in-a-billion talent, okay? There's 7 billion people on this planet. I don't even know if there's 7 people to be like The Rock, to be 1 in a billion. Maybe he's 1 in 7 billion. I don't know. But CM Punk wanted to be on that level, and he's just not. And especially in a machine like WWE, which is cyclical, you've got to ride the highs, and weather the storms of the lows so that when your number comes up again, you can do it. And some people just don't have that ability, and so they just check out, right? Cesaro, his contract expired and he was gone. No compete clause whatsoever. Still hasn't been seen or heard from in the world of pro wrestling of his own doing. Doesn't have to be that way. That's just what he's chosen. He could have shown up the very next day after his deal expired in AEW if he wanted to, but he's chosen not to, probably because of burnout. And I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. What I like about Triple H's promo there is the line, they actually like the WWE. I love that line because it's so true. We do this stuff on the internet, and the internet wrestling community, by and large, leans towards anti-WWE. And some of the fans just follow along with whatever the popular thing is, but they actually truly enjoy the WWE because they just want to be entertained. And not the kind of entertaining that a lot of the hardcores want, because they've been watching it for years and want very specific things. They just sit down with no idea of good or bad, and they just turn it on, ready to be and have fun, and they do. And the CM Punk crowd is a much smaller crowd who wants a very specific thing. The glory of pro wrestling is that both exist. And you can do both and see both at any point, which is great. The down point of pro wrestling is the fact that one group hates that both exist. The group that loves the hardcore stuff and the CM Punk stuff hates that the greater good crowd or whatever, the majority even exists. The majority doesn't even care that the other stuff exists. The majority isn't anti-anything. They'll just go watch something else after they've watched wrestling. The hardcores are just that. They're hardcore, and they know exactly what they want, and they want to see it. And it's out there for them to find. They just hate that the stuff they don't like even exists, even though they can completely ignore it if they want to. And in Triple H's point, he's basically saying, you're mad that this stuff even exists. And he's right about that. He's 100% right and always will be. And that's where this business is like that. So, perfect. I am going to shift gears again. We're going to play another commercial. I got another fun thing for you before we wrap things up on this solo edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. I feel like it's going all right. Hopefully you feel that way too. If not, I'm sorry, but I really do feel like it's going okay.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, we are back for the last portion of the program. I appreciate you sticking around. I'm going to play you this promo. This is from, let's see if it doesn't give me the year. I can't remember what year it is, but it's basically, if you look it up in history, you'll figure it out. It's in the late 90s, I think, early 2000s. The Rock absolutely destroys Billy Gunn. All right, the name of the video, I won't even tell you the name of the video yet, because it's important, but give a listen to this promo. It's 4 minutes and 10 seconds. I leave in the opening part, even though it's not important to what it is, because it's entertaining. It's The Rock. I'm Solo. So give this a listen and enjoy, and we'll be right back to talk about it.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Indianapolis. Triple H, let The Rock understand this for a second. Last week on Raw, he beat your ass in a cage match. And now this week, you're the number one contender for the WWF title? Well, The Rock realizes why that is, because you got a 3-foot nose, you turn it sideways, and stick it straight up Vince's ass! Triple H, The Rock says, at this pay-per-view fully loaded, number one contender or no number one contender, The Rock is going to do to you exactly what he does best, and that's lay the smack down on your candy ass. Now, on to badass Billy Gunn. Yeah. The Rock understands what took place. The night you won King of the Ring, you got down on your knees, put your little hands together, and you said a prayer, and it sounded like this. Oh, dear God. You see, my name's Billy, and I just won King of the Ring, but there's one problem. Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck. And then at that point, Billy, your house started to shake, the heavens opened up, and God himself spoke to you and said this, Bob,
but my name's Billy.
It doesn't matter what your name is. You are absolutely right. You do suck. But there is one thing and one thing only you can do. You must go find the man who is simply electrifying. You must go find The Rock.
Oh my God, anybody but The Rock.
Know your role and shut your mouth. And then, Billy, as fear went through your body, tears went down your cheek, and piss rolled down your leg, your house started to shake again, the clouds parted, the heavens opened, and what seemed like millions of voices all said to you in unison, Jabroni, if you smell! But The Rock! Is cooking.
So there you have it. The Rock and his famous promo, one of his famous promos on Billy Gunn. Now, here's what I want to talk about this. It's long been said that promos should accomplish multiple things. They should get you over, and they should get your opponent over. And The Rock, for most of his career, the one thing he never did was get his opponent over. If he was working an over opponent, it worked. But when he's working, say, oh, I don't know, Billy Gunn, it doesn't work. It buries that opponent. And that's where the word bury actually works. Now, at this point, The Rock's career and life was taking off. Now, when The Rock has come back at times and he's completely, you know, people thought buried, guys like Rusev, Lana, whatever. At that point, working with The Rock doesn't matter what happens. You were with The Rock. And that connection, that visual was good enough to give you some form of a rub. Back here, where he's destroying Billy Gunn, it wasn't. The name of this video is The Rock Ends Billy Gunn's Career. And that might be accurate, honestly. Billy Gunn, and Bruce Prichard talked about this on his podcast, had asthma, and it was really hard for Billy to work as a singles guy for that reason. And so that maybe more than anything is responsible for Billy Gunn's solo career not going as well as his tag team career, because he was one of the New Age Outlaws. He's a Hall of Famer for that reason, and deservedly so. I would never take that away from him. But The Rock definitely didn't do him any favors with this promo. When a guy who has the credibility with the fans of The Rock says you suck, in the eyes of those fans, you suck. And there's no getting away from it. In the eyes of those fans, you suck. You're horrible. You're terrible. And you can never recover from it. And promos just shouldn't do that, right? Promos should put over how tough your opponent is so you can beat them. And the story was told about how Chris Jericho cut this promo on the British Bulldog. Shortly after he joined the WWE, Chris Jericho cuts this promo on the British Bulldog. And just ran him down. And when he got backstage, the British Bulldog pulled him aside and had a good little conversation with him. Probably wasn't good at the time, but basically told him, look, you don't do that, okay? I know you're trying to put yourself over, and that's great, but you just made me look like a loser, okay? And you just basically made people believe that I suck. So now, if you beat me, and you're not going to, you beat a guy who sucks. What does that make you? And if I beat you, and I'm going to beat you, you got beat by a guy who sucks. Okay? Imagine, so The Rock goes over Billy Gunn, and he does. Billy Gunn is just dead in the water at that point. The Rock told everyone he sucks, and then he went out and beat him, proving he sucks. Had Billy Gunn gone over, it would have been great for Billy Gunn, but then The Rock would have lost to a guy who sucks. And not only that, it's not that The Rock didn't imply that Billy Gunn sucks. The Rock outright said he absolutely sucks. And he put an absolute in front of it just to make sure the people understood how much Billy Gunn sucked. And that to me is part of the problem. I love The Rock. I love the rose-colored glasses that we tend to look at his career. He is one of the greatest of all time for all of those reasons. And I would never, ever in a million years dispute that. But there have been times where damage was done thanks to The Rock, and I want to acknowledge that.
Acknowledge me.
I really got to get the North Carolina acknowledge me. I'm going to get that. I'm also going to clip out Triple H saying some of these people actually like WWE because I think it's going to be a great soundbite as well. There are times The Rock did more harm than good. Did he entertain us? Yes. Did he get himself over? Yes. Did he hurt his opponent? Many times, yes. And that is the drawback. At the end of the day, he soared. His opponents did it. John Cena did it too. Ric Flair, outside of a select few like Buddy Landell, saw that promo today where he made him look mad, would end up getting his opponent over as a threat, as a challenge, and then a lot of times had to cheat to win anyway, which further put his opponent over. In this case, The Rock's not going to cheat to beat Billy Gunn. He's going to tell you he sucks, and he's going to show you. And that doesn't do Billy Gunn any favors.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here.
So real quick here on the three-minute warning, not even planned, but, you know, since you're listening, you've stuck around. You stuck with me, and I appreciate that. I want to take a moment, take advantage of this time to remind you here locally about IZW Psycho Circus. August 27th, come out, be a part of it. We're almost down to the single digits now in terms of our VIP tickets, and the show's not till August, so it's a longer break than usual. Very excited about the things we have. Very excited about some things that are going along with it that I can't release just yet, but some cool stuff's going to be available for purchase, but going to be available for people as part of this Psycho Circus event. We really packed them into the Sun Studios last time, standing room only. Every chair on the truck was set up, and we still had more people than we had chairs. That's the good kind of more people, more things than something, right? More guns than people, not good. More people than chairs, that is good in the world of pro wrestling. So come be a part of it. Grab those front row VIP tickets. You get that front row seat in a very small venue. Front row is the best way to see our cards. You get the bonus matches. You get so much more. We've got some really cool stuff planned for VIP. Some of it's been announced. Some of it hasn't. Some of it won't be till we get there and we have those surprises. That's part of the magic. At the end of the night, we will have crowned a brand new IZW Women's World Champion. We will do so much more, unveil some things, get things set for the future. Just so many good things happening. So head on over at IZW Wrestling AZ on social media, IZWWrestling.com. The website's being updated, but the ticket box office link is always there. Go there. It will take you where you need to be. If you click on one of the old posters, it'll take you to our box office. You can get the tickets you need for IZW Psycho Circus, August 27th, Sun Studios of Arizona, here in Tempe, Arizona. Come out and be a part of it all. It's a great time. You're going to love it. If not, ask around. People will tell you just how much fun they have at our event. It is that escape. It is a great time. We don't do it every month because we want it to be special, and it will be special. So come out, be a part of it all. And that, my friends, will do it for this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. Probably going to finish this off with commercials at about 45 minutes. All me, so I appreciate you sticking around, listening to that. I think we've done something good here this week. I think I offered you some great perspective and a whole lot more. So appreciate you being part of that. Appreciate you listening. Couldn't do it without you guys listening, being a part of everything that we do, and love you for it. So go follow Patrick O'Dowd on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist, WrestlingRealist. Go follow Miranda Morales at the hashtag Miranda. No Twitter, but she's on Facebook and Instagram. I'm at ChairShotGreg. The website is at ChairShot Media, thechairshot.com. That's where you find all of this. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Promo code Memorial22. Save that 20%. Anything over $150, get that free shipping and be a part of it all. Here's another great promo that I'll leave you with. You'll recognize it immediately. It's not even a wrestling promo, although it became one in the long run. And we'll see you next time on the Greg DeMarco Show. Hey, take care of the kids. Take care of yourselves. Always use your head.
Oh, that's right, me. Did it all by myself.
No, don't believe that. We've watched the takeovers, Adam. The Undisputed Era is the main reason why you've succeeded. But by the way, smart. That's good business. Hey, that's business, that's baby. Business. That's very smart. Yeah. Well, and especially for you, because, you know, you're kind of small.
Oh, we're going to go with the size thing now.
Fuck you, Pat. Whoa. Seriously, I'm sick of your shit. I come the whole way here, take time away from my family to come to do your stupid fucking show. And you're going to continue to disrespect me. Don't touch me.
Whoa.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
No, fuck you. Get out of here.
Shit.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is my yard now.
Acknowledge me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.